This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Optimize We podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay O'Neill O'Keefe, and today I am joined by a new friend, but a dear friend, Pamela Gold, who is the founder of Portal. She's also a graduate from Yale. She is the founder of New York City's first biohacking gym, the mother of two, a number one best-selling author, and a lifelong student of what truly makes us strong. And I'm going to add resilient to that too, because she's helped me in so many different ways, bridging the physical, the mental, the energetic pillars of health, helping high-performing individuals like myself access our deepest resilience, power, and peace. So welcome to the show, Pam. How are you today?
You're wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on.
I am so excited to have you on because not only are we connected through one of my favorite people, Brooke Emery, but we are also connected through so many different energetic pathways. You and I have very similar mission and vision. We've both gone through a lot of stuff with our businesses, with our marriages, with all of that stuff. And so I just feel like you are my soul sister from another mister.
Yeah, absolutely. Life definitely has invited both of us to level up and expand in different and unexpected ways. And we definitely both have arrived at the same conclusion about what really matters, for sure.
So true. So true. And our families, our children are right at the forefront of that. And so tell me about how you go from being a Yale graduate to being in this crazy, wacky industry of biohacking.
Sure. So it was very organic. My own path professionally took a couple, you know, circuitous kind of jumps. I was in the restaurant industry right out of college, point person on an IPO at the tender age of 24. Then I went over into the fashion industry. I was the right hand of the chairman, CEO, and founder of Notori. And so I learned a lot about that business. And then I became a mom. When I became a mom, I was lucky enough to be able to stay home with my kids and really prioritize figuring out how to be the best mom I could be, which was this an amazing growth opportunity, because I think you would reflect the same, that once you realize that you're responsible for parenting and kind of molding and sharing and being kind of this guiding light for the kids, it really reflects back to you where your thoughts are that, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to, like, lose my mind and yell at my kids. Like, I want to kind of be this pillar of presence and wisdom and love and patience and grace. And obviously resilience is such a huge piece of the puzzle as a mom when it's a 24/7 job. So, you know, during the years of being mom, I went really deep in, of course, you know, child development, but also a lot of behavioral health, mental health pieces of the puzzle. So I studied a lot during those years about how to be a good mom and be a good me. But then I also got really into physical fitness at the same time, because after I had the two kids, I definitely, you know, really lost my own kind of sense of health and sense of self. And so I got myself into really, really good shape, became a personal trainer and a fitness nutrition specialist, and coaching other moms to get back into shape after becoming moms. Went to yoga school, started meditating. And once I started meditating, everything really started to open up for me, kind of creatively. But it was also right around that time that I had an opportunity to go back to work. And I went from being a personal trainer, which, you know, it's kind of a cushy, you know, lifestyle job where you can work out with your friends and you can go for a 10-mile run together. And like, there were days when I would be exercising, you know, 6 hours a day. So of course I was in good shape. But then I went back to work running a behavioral therapy-based food and weight clinic. A friend of mine was a therapist who had this whole kind of method. And then I was lucky if I had 20 minutes a day to work out. Anyway. So it became necessary for me to find much more efficient ways to maintain and continue to expand my physical fitness. And so that's what started me down the rabbit hole. And then I discovered a bunch of these modalities that most people didn't know about. No one in New York City had, and I wanted them. And there wasn't really any way that I can convince my husband at the time that we should spend $40,000 on this machine. So I realized that I could definitely build a business model around it. And so I took the plunge, opened the bricks and mortar studio in 2018. And it was crazy because I had two little kids at the time, and my ex-husband managed a pop star and was traveling all over the world constantly. So it was a really tough thing to juggle. But we were really, really successful right out of the gate. Month one, we were cash flow positive. We were in the cover of the Wall Street Journal. And then COVID happened. So it was quite the full circle experience. But it really was my own organic journey to develop my own protocols that would work for a busy mom and full-time back-to-work mom. And that's how it all came to pass.
So before we get into the transition of what happened when the pandemic happened,
sure.
And for you guys, what were like the first modalities that you put into your brick and mortar?
Yeah. So number one was the ARX, adaptive resistance exercise. So for those of you who don't know, it's a strength training machine where you get the quantification constantly. So you can really see the feedback of your strength throughout the full range of motion. But it's a slow and heavy way of training. And so you're only going to have about a minute, 45 seconds time under tension. And that one set is really good for the whole week for that body part. So you can sit down with the machine and do about 11 minutes of work. And for most people, once a week is all you need to do to maintain and build strength, bone density, muscle mass, and endurance all in one fell swoop. So that was number one. Number two.
11 minutes. Yeah. 11 minutes. I mean, look at all these personal trainers saying you have to work out 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah. And so as a busy mom, it was like, I'm not the only one that wants this. And it's all quantified. So the second piece of the puzzle was the Carol bike. Mm-hmm. So I know you know, but for those who don't, the Carol bike stands for cardiovascular optimization logic. And it's a bike that uses AI to basically take your output and your heart rate and give you the perfect resistance levels for these two 20-second sprints. So literally, you're only going fast for 20 seconds twice. And it's the equivalent of a 45-minute jog from a metabolic efficiency perspective. So you get on that bike, you'll do under 8 minutes, and that's your 45-minute jog. So there's no excuses. You're going to get your cardio workout in. Now, people always asked at the time, well, what about, you know, all the calories that you need to burn? And I'm like, we don't exercise to burn calories. We eat to find the optimal kind of nutritional balance and fuel balance, but we work out to maximize the efficiency and optimize our systems. And so the bike did that. And so on the strength side, we had the ARX, the bike was our cardio. And then we had the Fit 3D scan so we could measure people's bodies and show people how their bodies were changing just from these really small minimum effective dose workouts. And then we had a lot of recovery. So right out of the gate, we had a sauna, we had a red light panel, we had a micro vibration. Originally, it was a high intensity vibration, but the landlady was not having that. So we switched to the Juvent micro vibe platform. We had the Nano V, and oh, we also had the EWAT because my friend Bob Troya, Quantified Bob, I feel like you would know him. He ended up joining the studio. And so he had the Live O2 exercise with oxygen therapy. So you're basically exercising with a high concentration of oxygen and then a low concentration of oxygen. So that's really great for your cellular health as well. So that's what we started with. It was a pretty minimal offering. And then we played a lot. Like, we tested out a lot of different modalities. I learned so much in those years because I really, when I first opened the studio, I didn't have a lot of experience with the recovery modalities. And so I got to play. In the beginning, I had all these modalities and I wouldn't even charge people for them because I just learning them myself. And I didn't want to make any kind of claims about anything. I was just using it for the first time myself too. So over time, I kind of developed a pretty strong opinion on all of these modalities and, you know, really ended up in the PEMF, so Pulse Electromagnetic Field camp. So we had gotten two Pulse Center PEMF chairs and devices right before COVID. I'm really passionate about that. We played with a bunch of different, like, brain tap. We ended up with a shift wave. That kind of was one of my favorite. We ended up with a Balancer Pro for lymphatic drainage and a dry float. We ended up with a red light bed, not just the panels. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So you just threw out a lot of names of a lot of brands. So let's break them down because you're actually sitting, for anybody who's watching this on YouTube, you're sitting on a Pulse PEMF chair.
Yes.
And when I first tried Pulse, I thought, oh my God, this is going to kill me. I'm like, you have to find the right frequency based off of where you're using it. And we have a pad at home. We don't have the full chair. I wish I had the full bed. They have a zero gravity bed now. It's beautiful. I think even Tony Robbins sleeps on that thing. But you've also combined, like, there's so many stacks. So you're sitting there right now with on a Pulse PEMF chair with NanoV next to you. What is NanoV?
So the NanoV, this is the NanoV. I don't have it on because it makes noise. The NanoV is an oxidative stress machine. So it basically reduces the amount of oxidative stress that you have in your body. And it does that using a certain frequency of light that's a bioidentical signal to the signal that our cells use to communicate with the body that it's under oxidative stress. And so you're basically breathing in this light that's mimicking the signals, faking the body out, making the body think it's under oxidative stress. So the body starts producing the good free radicals to clean out the free radical damage that's in the cells. And so I love the NanoV. I love PEMF. And then I also have some red light devices here that I stack because it's just nice to be able to use red light without necessarily, you know, having to take off all your clothes and have the full body red light. So I have a NeuroCare red light cap that I use every day because I'm 47 and my hair is like important to me. I'm like,
yeah, beautiful.
It's a thing. It is a thing. I've noticed, I think perimenopause is a really common thing that, like, because I have a lot of hair, but I want to keep it. So the PEMF, I definitely believe. I'm actually just ordered a cap that's made with the same technology as the MicroPulse. So the ISIS MicroPulse, for those who don't know, Bob Dennis was hired by NASA to do the original PEMF studies, and he developed the waves that were the most beneficial. And so he has that technology. And so there's this company called StimuCap. I'll send it to you because I don't want to misspeak. But they've taken his technology and put it in a cap. So you could just wear the cap and then go about your day and get the benefit of the PEMF just on your scalp, which they're getting really, really good results in terms of hair growth, which, again, perimenopausal 48-year-old woman, really important. So PEMF, red light, and NanoV are a great stack together.
That's awesome. And then you also stacked the Balancer Pro, which is lymphatic drainage. So I think a lot of people are confused about the difference between something like the Normatec, which is really more moving the lactic acid around.
Well, I mean, it helps. It does lymph too. It's just that it's not as whole body. And so it's not going to keep going beyond the area that it's squeezed. So, I mean, certainly if you have lymph stuck in your legs, then Normatec will help get it up out of the area, but it's not going to continue getting it up all the way to the heart. Whereas the Balancer Pro does come up, you know, through the abdomen and up, depending on how big you are as a person. But for me, it comes like all the way up to my chest. Definitely. So, yeah, and it's a much like higher therapeutic pressure than a Normatec for sure.
And you were stacking the Balancer Pro with a float.
So you're getting squeezed while you're floating. You feel weightless, and we give you New Calm, which takes you on a neuroacoustic journey. You can choose either flow state or you could do a power nap. But for most people in the studio, that was their number one favorite modality, was that stack.
That would be mine as well in terms of recovery.
Yeah.
But that would be, I mean, I love the Balancer Pro. I love New Calm. So in your research, did you find anything that you thought, and you don't have to name the specific brands, but anything that you thought, you know, this isn't, it's either too new and there's not enough data to support it, or you didn't really like it? Anything that you would avoid in biohacking?
I mean, there are things that I didn't feel made an impact for me. I always would be open, you know, to that. Just because it didn't help me doesn't mean it's not going to help someone else. So I always encourage people to try things for themselves and use as much data for feedback as possible. Like, I encourage everybody to track their heart rate variability because that's the best metric we have to see if something is supporting us on the recovery side. Obviously, you can always, you know, check in, see how you feel. But obviously, we're you know, getting exposed to so many different things, both toxins and you and I, like we do so many recovery modalities that it's very, very hard to say with absolute certainty what's doing what. I will say that there are certain companies that I've dealt with and the culture within a company, the leadership within a company, that's really important to me too. It's not just about the modality. It's about the team of people behind producing the modality and delivering, you know, and taking care of what, you know, they make core promises. And are they going to stand by their equipment if the equipment fails or if there's questions, you need additional support? And there's certainly companies that I have been really, really impressed with in that area. And then there have been companies that I wouldn't ever work with again. So I do have strong opinions in that area.
Add that data into the biohacking index. So, I mean, that's essentially the whole goal of not only this podcast is to share biohacking truths and no BS, but we also don't want to go around and badmouth people, especially companies who are in their infant stage. It's hard to run a startup.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And I was often one of the first adopters with a lot of these technologies. And so I never expected perfection. And as a client, as a customer, you certainly would expect a company to be responsive and work with you and not, you know, a blame shift. Like, it's not working because of something you're doing. It's like, even if that's the case, like, isn't that, like, I should get the support here? So I don't like bad-mouthing anyone, but I also like to be transparent about my experiences and ask people to do their own research and take it under advisement before they make some of these bigger purchases.
Yeah, no, it's really, really important. And also to, you did a lot of research, right? So like, even as the executive of your household, you were doing a lot of research in terms of, you know, how to best manage yourself as the executive, which a lot of executives don't even do, right? I write for Forbes, an entrepreneur. I'm writing an article right now that should be out soon for Entrepreneur, how we need to recover as executives, just like professional athletes do. Yeah. Because we're on the battlefields of our company. And a lot of times with all the stress that we're going through as, you know, entrepreneurs, we don't realize how much of an impact cortisol levels have, getting enough sleep has. Yeah. So even if we don't have time to work out, we are still under stress often. Yeah. So we've gone through this whole discovery phase, and then you finally open your doors. And how long after you opened your doors did the pandemic hit?
It was only about a year and a half, really. It felt longer because we accomplished so much during that time. And it was about a year and a half.
And so what did you do? How did you handle it?
We had to close. We didn't have a choice. So we had to follow, you know, the guidelines and close. Funny story, back in November of 2019, I had the opportunity to put the first Proteus. I don't know if you're familiar with the Proteus. It's a functional strength trainer. So if you watch The Quarterback, which was a Netflix documentary, you'll see Patrick Mahomes training on the Proteus. I was the first gym in New York City to have the Proteus. Awesome. You feel like you're moving through water. It's 360 degrees of resistance. It's all quantified. It's a power trainer. It's awesome. I had asked my landlady if I could get it. She was concerned about the weight loads. And so I got an engineer to kind of show her how it would be laid out, and it's all fine. And then I moved it in, and she wasn't happy that I moved it in. She somehow felt like I hadn't communicated. It was like a really kind of bizarre, upsetting, very stressful situation. And she started an eviction process on me, which at the time I was in late stage talks with VCs to get that kind of first check-in, find the next location, open up really the first flagship of what was then Hacked. We already decided we were changing the name to Portal, but it was a very stressful thing to happen. Fast forward to March when the pandemic hit, and then fast forward to May. If she hadn't started the eviction process for me,
you would have been stuck.
I would have been stuck on the hook paying my rent every month through the whole pandemic.
Wow.
So one of my, you know, whether you say God, universe, cosmic, whatever, you know, so often something will happen that feels like the worst thing ever. But then you fast forward and you look back and you're like, this was the best thing that could have possibly happened. So I was able to get out of that lease. And in May, like the first week of May, I moved everything out of the space, literally into my garage. I had some clients who rented a Carol bike here or there, but all the big stuff went into my garage in Westchester. Had the best home gym, you know, save maybe Tony Robbins. We had to close. And then it was just a question of like, how and when can we reopen and what's that going to look like? And everything changed so much during the pandemic. I mean, it was just, it lasted a really long time. The earliest we could have reopened was in October. If we were in a space where we could have certified, there was like all the HVAC rules that you needed to have a certain type of filtration system and HVAC system. And, you know, I was like, I don't even know. And I was a small startup. So I was like, I don't know how to do that. So what ended up happening was it was a full year later that we got back open as a bricks and mortar business. But what we did do really about a month out, you know, once the pandemic was clear that we were going to be closed for a while, I developed an online virtual coaching program, which really was the next generation of my work. It really synthesized everything that I had realized, formulated, developed about the integrated fitness model, where the physical fitness rests on the mental rests on the energetic. How do you quantify and optimize the energetic? How do you quantify and optimize the mental? And really, the physical is the easiest in the sense that if the energetic and the mental are dialed in, we really don't need to do much to optimize our physical strength, our physical power, our physical flexibility, balance, agility, cardiovascular fitness. We've been taught, like you said earlier, you have to have these 45-minute workouts. And we know for a fact that that's just not the case. So you can do these minimum effective dose workouts as long as you're eating well, sleeping well, dealing with your stress well. And in the Portal program, we broke it down into the 5 pillars of fitness: physical, mental, sleep, nutrition, and communal. And we really gave people a way to quantify and optimize all of those 5 pillars, a way to assess, well, which pillar do I want to start with? Because you can't do everything all at once. We're all overwhelmed for a reason, right? So how do we decide, you know, which pillar to start on? And how do we decide when we start to do other things? And so the Portal program really was this next level optimization matrix. And that's what I developed during COVID. And that's really what I've been passionate about ever since, even more passionate in some ways than the biohacking gadgets, which, you know, they're so helpful from a support system standpoint. And we have to get to the root of what's going on. Because if we are chronically overstressed because of perhaps, you know, we had a trauma, you know, when we were kids or when we were 35, and or generationally, and that trauma is still stuck in our system, and it makes us feel like we're not safe. And so we are responding to life in this overly inflamed way, energetically and mentally. That's gonna get to our bodies. It just is. So how do we systematize and optimize our capacity to be in this energetically peaceful state? Meaning we are in a state where we're present, we are loving, we have clarity on what's true, and we can move forward in this very optimized way towards our goals and get those results.
That's beautiful. And as you were talking in the beginning about Portal, which is PRTL, by the way, it's not spelled out like Portal, it's PRTL. And I love a good acronym and play on words. Mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. And then you just eliminated that fear, which was you can start with whatever pillar is most important for you, and you take it one step at a time. So how long does a Portal program last?
So the joke with the clients, once the Portal program is six weeks, but then they're like, this is really like a lifelong thing, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, but it's just like gentle awareness, this gentle shift. Like it's, I'm sure you've heard the analogy that like when a plane is flying from New York to LA, it's off course 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. The reason why it gets to the airport in LA is that it's just these little micro kind of constant course corrections. And it's gentle. It's not like, oh, you know, the big pendulations, right? And as humans, so often we just have these big pendulations like, oh, I'm cutting sugar completely and I'm you know, cutting this and I'm going to work out every 7 days a week for an hour and a half. You know, it's like, it's not sustainable, obviously. So, you know, the Portal program is a process where there's an ever expanding self-awareness where it becomes a moment to moment thing where it's like, what does my heart need? What does my mind need? What does my body need? And that may be 10 pushups right now, or that may be, you know, a deep breath, right? So the Portal program really is a lifestyle shift. And we give you tools that ultimately it's like, you're going to learn to fish and you don't need me. Certainly you have everything you need. There are some really easy systems built in to kind of, you know, every week touch base, like how was my sleep this week? How was my eating this week? How much every month is the big monthly check-in, because every month there's a series of questions where it's like, okay, do I want to prioritize a different pillar this month or not? And then you set your goals and your action plans for the coming month. But like for our whole lives, we should be ideally, we will be intentional. Like we will be intentional. We're going to go about our day knowing what we're doing. So we have three top goals. Nothing ever goes as planned, but here's my plan for the day. And I'm going to like shoot for the moon, miss, still hit the stars. You know, like it's about having a plan, being intentional, but then also being ready to adapt when things don't go as planned in a very calm, peaceful way. And it's just like this expansion, this gentle expansion of readiness, a gentle expansion of intentionality, a gentle expansion of responsibility, being the change you want to see in the world, resilience, flow, and play. And that's really what the Portal program is. And so it's not like, you know, a typical fitness program at all. It's really just kind of a new operating system that you can download and start to master yourself that is incredibly liberating, really fun. And it's just, it's a way of life. But it's like you feel free. You don't feel like, you know, limited or you're restrained or you're, you know, withholding and not enjoying, you know, food and friends and all the best that life has to offer.
It's very aligned with the first wellness business that I started called Small Hinges. A lot of my, when I first got certified in culinary medicine through the Harvard School of Public Health, I was very excited to go out and just change everybody's eating behaviors, because it was a program actually for doctors. And I realized how little doctors know and how little nutrition education they get. And, you know, mentioning the nutrition, mentioning the sleep, mentioning exercise, but also the energetic and the mental aspect of it is all, those are all very important pillars. But without that fifth pillar that you so sneakily kind of snuck in there, that communal, having the community and the people around you, do you know how many people I've dropped off? And that's like been the biggest small hinge change, is when you are surrounding yourself with people who are, have negative energy
or heavy. They notice the negative and they get stuck in the negative and they roll around in the negative.
Right. So I thought starting Small Hinges, I was going to do this diagnostic test and I was going to tell people what foods to avoid and, you know, what foods are causing inflammation for them, and then maybe make some tweaks to help boost their like gut microbiome and that kind of thing. In many cases, the intake survey that I have, the people who are the sickest and need to make the biggest change in their life are surrounded by the worst people. So they don't have the support. They don't have a partner who, you know, loves them. The way that they think about themselves is a reflection of how other people are treating them, whether it's, you know, narcissistic abusive or whether it's they're alone. And so the biggest small hinge change that you can make is that having that empowering community. And it sounds like Portal, I'm just taking a stab in the dark here, but it sounds like Portal is really that empowering community. It's the supportive infrastructure that so many of us don't have, even to make small changes in our diet, our lifestyle, and our mental awareness and our mental health.
I agree, and you're right. You know, Portal is that community. And I realized kind of after the fact that I was like, oh, I reverse engineered a like career job, a day-to-day, you know, thing where I'm attracting people to me and creating a community of people who are on the same like-minded, like-hearted path where they want to be better and do better. And, you know, how great is that, that I get to spend time with so many phenomenal people and bring so many phenomenal people together? And so that's been a kind of a collateral, like, beauty that I didn't necessarily think about and anticipate that I would certainly benefit from. And community, I've always known, is important. But, you know, obviously being able to surround myself with those people is just such a benefit that I, that's not why I did it, but I was like, oh, this is really good for me, really good for me.
So true. And what's good for you as a busy mom who's also an entrepreneur, I mean, I could see this being applicable to men too, because we're all running on empty, all of us, especially in our 40s and our 50s, where we decades ago would be slowing down. We'd be getting closer to retirement. Now we're just kind of getting ramped up.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think we're in our prime.
I think so too. I mean, you certainly look like you're in your prime. So, and I feel like I'm in my prime now. I feel better than I did in my 20s when I was overwhelming my health and lots of toxins and no sleep and too much work.
Yeah, and I didn't have skills in my 20s to navigate stress, you know, what people thought of me, what people were maybe saying, or what meeting went well, what meeting didn't, what I made things mean in my own head. Oh my goodness. 20-something-year-old me. I mean, she was great. She had heart of gold. True. I mean, it's me, right? Like, she had all these great qualities, but she didn't have the skillfulness mentally to really make kind of this clear, positive sense of how things were unfolding. She didn't know how to take radical responsibility and practice radical acceptance and stay grounded in knowing who she was. Like, she didn't really know who she was yet. How could she have, right? So, I mean, I definitely, my 48-year-old self is so much stronger, so much more joyful, more creative, more courageous. I mean, I was always brave, but I did so many bad, like, dumb, like, wow, that was the takeaway. Like, you know, you look back, you're like, you can obviously have a tremendous amount of compassion for your younger self, but she was just doing the best that she could from where she was. And, you know, she wasn't yet able to see a lot of stuff because she was younger, hadn't gone through it.
Ideally, we all fail up.
Yeah.
Allow our kids to not make the same mistakes that we made necessarily, because hopefully they're learning from our past mistakes and we are being open and vulnerable enough to share that with them. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we're all failing up, you know, where we don't have to make the same mistakes twice, three times, four times. There are very few people that I've met that are our age in our 40s that are at the level that you are at right now, where you've failed up enough to the point where you're continuously fine-tuning where you are at this moment, and then sharing that education and that path forward and that support and that infrastructure with other people. So who is, like, your ideal portal member?
Well, it's someone who really recognizes that their health, their physical and mental and spiritual health is the most important gift that they can give themselves and have to give others. Because if we are running on empty and we're not in a place where we feel even close to being able to do our best, how can we show up for all the things that we love, you know, the way that we really want to in our hearts? So it's the people that realize that. It's the people who value self-awareness and self-responsibility. You know, it's people that have already kind of realized that, you know, blame is something that really doesn't get us anywhere. And they're ready to kind of feel the uncomfortable truths and lean into it and practice forgiveness and grace. You know, they're ready, you know, to do that. And yeah, I mean, grace is a big part of the Portal program. It's one of the main things that we are kind of teaching and modeling, because part of the secret of the Portal program too is that there's no such thing as, you know, perfectly executing it. Like, no one in the history of the Portal program has completed all of the modules on time. Like, that's just, like, that doesn't happen, you know, compliance, right? Adhering to the program. Now, part of it is that everyone who signs up for the portal program is this more type A, you know, overachiever, optimizer, I want to be better tomorrow than I was yesterday kind of person. We all bite off more than we can chew, and then we just kind of keep chewing. And all of us are hard on ourselves. You know, all of us on some level have gotten to where we are by beating ourselves up at least a little bit, right? And I really do believe that this next level of growth for all of us is releasing that tendency, where we really can become our own biggest cheerleader. We can give ourselves grace to miss deadlines. I mean, I'm sure you and I are the same way. It's like, we don't miss deadlines. We don't do that. And to get to the place where it's like, you know, like I missed a deadline and it's okay. And I'm just going to go back to it when the time feels right. I wrote a book during COVID, Timeless in Less Time. I still haven't published it. Wasn't the right time. I'm probably going to publish it before the end of the year. And it's the actual, so the portal program has a big AI component. I think you know this. And it's based on that book, but the book hasn't been published. But that was one of my biggest, you know, self-forgiveness exercises. It's like, well, the things were just, it just didn't feel like the right time. Things were so hectic. And did I really feel like it was written as well as it could be? It was such a messy time. And you know, I've just had to practice giving myself that grace. And whether it's a book that you wrote or we're going to write, whether it's you've signed up for the portal program and it's been a whole week and you still haven't gone back into it, like that's normal and it's okay. And so for us to practice giving ourselves that grace and then get back on the beam, like that plane that suddenly is going a little south or a little north or a little east or a little west, and you just course correct. You just the course corrections without the shame, without the blame, without the over kind of guilt. There's micro guilt, like healthy guilt, like, oh, I could do better next time in this little way. And then you just go and do it, as opposed to carrying it with you like, well, how could I have dropped the ball? How could I have signed up for a program and then not finished it? Or how can I, you know, we want to be in that empowering state of mind, which is a big core skill that we teach right out of the gate in the portal program is LAVA, where you listen, acknowledge, validate, and ask empowering questions. So like all of this is very baked in. It's the right person is the person who wants to grow inside as much as they want to optimize outside. I'd say.
Listen, acknowledge, validate,
ask empowering questions. LAVA.
LAVA. I love that because we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, especially these days, because we're getting so much information thrown at us in such a rapid pace, we don't have the developed skills of LAVA. We don't even have it for ourselves. Like you're saying, you know, that intuitive listening, yeah. Ask yourself intuitive questions.
It's hard to learn to listen to yourself when we weren't raised to. Like all of us culturally, we were raised to not listen to ourselves. Like it's silly examples like potty training. It's like go to the bathroom when we tell you kind of thing, as opposed to like when your body naturally is saying, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. It's silly to say, but there's so many ways that, you know, at a very young age, we're taught to really invalidate our own natural knowing and not listen and that it's wrong. And a big part of my adult life has been relearning how to listen to myself, relearning how to notice my feelings. I've been someone who I'm like team get shit done. Like, sorry if it's okay to curse, but I just like, I skipped right over the feeling of confusion. I'm like, I don't do that. I just figure it out, right? Everything is figure outable. You just figure it out. However, there's a lot of beauty and a lot of wisdom in acknowledging listening and acknowledging and validating confusion that, yeah, this is bigger than you. Of course you're confused. Of course, when all this happened in this full context, of course. And that's a really uncomfortable feeling. And it's in those moments that we can find faith and we can tap into something bigger than ourselves. And that's one of the things that so many of us have been robbed of is that connection to whatever you want to call the higher power. So the other thing about portal people, it's like, I don't care what you call it. You can call it nature. You can call it life. And acknowledging and believing in something that's bigger than yourself, that is benevolent, that is beautiful, that you can have a relationship with and like talk to and listen to and trust and dance with and surrender to. That's a really important piece of the puzzle.
Well, and most of the the things that prohibit us from being connected, from listening to ourselves, to listening to others, from having that intuition, from really feeling a deep sense of peace, is fear.
Oh, yeah.
And fear can be completely annihilated very quickly in the snap of a finger by faith. Mm-hmm. Faith in, like you were saying, whatever higher power you choose to believe in, whether it's Jesus or God or universe or nature or Mother Nature or whatever.
And I would say too. Yeah, sorry, keep coming.
Just going to give you a lot of credit for how you've woven in that sixth pillar of faith into Portal, because that, to me, it's actually one of our core pillars at Wellness Eternal is faith. And every single woman who works at Wellness Eternal is a woman of faith, because at the end of the day, the problems that we have right now, the obstacles that we're looking to overcome, the fears that we have, a year from now, we won't even remember them. And so if we can just have the faith that everything is figure outable and everything is happening in divine time for our highest and greatest good, the rest of it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean the fear goes away. That's the only thing I would also want to say. It's like, yeah, the fears is, we're human. So the fear is likely going to continue to come and be with us. And the fear is a teacher. You know, there's a lot of wisdom in fear. And if you can listen to the fear and then lift that fear up to whatever you want to say the higher power is, even just sitting and looking out at the sunset and saying, hey, I'm feeling this anxiety, I'm feeling this fear. Can you show me some higher truths about this? Can you show me one small thing I can do to feel it more at peace? The fear, you know, really can be a gift. And I also, you know, faith can only really happen in the presence of that uncertainty and fear. And so the fear and the uncertainty is kind of a gift to give us the opportunity to be brave and practice faith. And it doesn't mean that the fear is going to go away. It's the thing, like, this is love, perfect love casts out all fear. I believe that. And that's another big part of the Portal program is, you know, talking about how to maximize our capacity to be loving to ourselves and to each other. And what does that really mean? And what does that look like? And we really do believe in the Portal program that love is our greatest superpower, as cheesy and corny as it sounds. But it's something that pretty much everybody in Portal believes. Because if you don't, on some level, believe that or open to believing that, I'm probably going to really irritate you. Like, you're not going to want to spend as much time with me. It's like a natural selection process.
I could see parents wanting to.
I made Peace Power Parenting. Do you know that I made a parenting program years ago?
No.
So Peace Power Parenting, I made that in 2017. So I had my pretty major spiritual awakening back in like 2017. By the end of 2017, no, it was really 2016. So by 2017, it was just like, what am I doing with all of this? Things, the stuff that I'm seeing now and the things that I seem to, I can see things that not everyone can see that are really helpful. If everyone could see this, we could navigate problems in a very different way. And I created a parenting program because my kids were still little and I was with a lot of parents all the time. And I was like, I could make something that could be helpful. And so I made Peace Power Parenting. I still love it and stand by it. It's, at the end of that program, it's like, you may have caught on that everything I'm asking you to do for your kids, we need to do for ourselves. And that whole like inner parenting, healing our younger selves, I think is a very adept way of looking at things.
Very, very powerful. Yeah. So tell me tactically, does the Portal program start like every 6 weeks? Can you start it whenever you want to? Do you have community tie-ins? And how much does it cost?
Sure. Okay. So we do launch cohorts, but if someone, you know, wants to join not at one of the cohorts, we can always talk about it. There are different options in terms of how much one-on-one time you get with me, and that's kind of what determines the price. There's kind of a self-serve. You get access to all the modules and you get access to all the materials and all the AI and all the, you know, it basically uses like Google Sheets and all that fun stuff. So you get all the programming, and but it's more like a self-service program, and that's $6.99. And if you want to have community calls, and you also get access to the online community, so you can like chat in the community. But if you want to do the group coaching calls, which are twice a week, and you get access to the program beyond the 6 weeks, you get like 9 weeks to finish it. And you get a one-on-one with me to like start out kind of on the right foot. That's $9.99. And then there's like a $2,500 option where you meet with me each week to kind of have that touch point through the program. So those are the different kind of price points. And the community tie-in is, yeah, we've got the group coaching calls. We have the online community. And we're also going to start organizing retreats because one of our members organizes amazing, amazing experiences all over the world. And so we're going to start doing that too, because getting together in person is great. Like Portal program, people are from all over the world, but getting together in person is a beautiful thing. So
it's amazing how quickly your energy can skyrocket when you're surrounded by other. It's like the Marines mentality, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and everybody performing at their highest level keeps the whole group of Marines at their highest level. And I firmly believe in that for our family, for our company. And now I want to do the Portal program. I want to have you every week to myself. Have all of my kids do it. I want to have Dan do it. I think that what you've built over the course of many years and lots of experience and lots of pain and fine tuning is such a beautiful foundation for everyone to have the life of their dreams, not just the body of their dreams, not just the way that they look and even the way that they feel. But life is short. And if we can take 6 weeks to set a strong foundation for optimizing our life, not just our health, then, you know, why not?
Yeah.
It's not a lot of money to spend in the grand scheme of things, because if you think about all of the stuff I've done, like 18 years old, I did Landmark Forum, and then I did all of the PAX courses, and I've done so much self-development work. I've read every book. I've done Tony Robbins. I've done all this stuff, spent probably tens of thousands of dollars on self-development.
I spent at least $50,000 since college. I tallied it up more recently. I did Mark Atkinson's like full like teacher training. I worked one-on-one with Neil Donald Walsh. I've worked one-on-one with Jean Houston. Like I've invested so much to get that wisdom. And I always tell people, you know, having a coach, having a mentor, making it happen, however, even, you know, just ask people, even if you're like at a place where you're like, no, money's tight, just reach out to people, ask people if they would have a cup of coffee with you. Like, don't ever let anything get in the way of the life of your dreams, you know, take whatever steps that you can. But yeah, anyone who's interested in Portal absolutely is welcome to reach out. And there is also, I gave you a link for a complimentary 7-day, there's like a 7-day reset program I made.
Okay.
It's free. It's $7 if normally, but it's free for your people. I'm sure you can put the link in the show notes or whatever. And it's just a quick little mini 7-day program where you get to use the AI, and there's just little micro lessons you learn about the 5 pillars, and it's free. It's 7 days. 7 days.
And so you are Pam, mm-hmm. AM at Portal, which is PRTL.com.
Yeah.
And the website is PRTL.com.
Yep.
And then you can find her on Facebook at Pamela Gold, and then Instagram at Pamela P. Gold, right? What's your middle name?
Palladino was my maiden name. So Pamela Palladino Gold.
Italian like me.
Yep.
So we've got Pamela P. Gold on Instagram. And then you're also on LinkedIn at Pamela P. Gold. All right, perfect. So we've got lots of ways to reach out to you out Portal, or if you just want to talk to Pam, who is such a sage, wise friend of mine. And I feel so grateful to not only have you as my friend, but to get to share you with all of our listeners on the Optimize We podcast. And we will definitely include that link for the free 7 days. I think that's a great way to just feel into this program and see if it might be a good fit for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. No cost.
Thank you for that. That is such an amazing gift.
Of course.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. And I love you. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too. Bye, everybody.